My name is Kevin Staples. I've been a resident of Swan's Island, lived here all my life so far. I love it here. Never think of living anywhere else. The island started up a softball team, and we started out when we was kids playing in a backfield with makeshift bases and the worst of equipment that you can imagine. But it turned into something. We used to go to Stonington on the weekends, and we'd have a pickup game with the teams from Stonington. We did that for a couple of years, and then we started getting invited to some tournaments that they were having on the mainland. And we thought we were the most awesome team that was around. And no one had ever heard of Swan's Island. And we ended up placing in the tournament. I think we came in like third in the tournament. And then we got involved in the league up in Ellsworth. And that inquired getting on a ferry boat, renting a van, putting the whole team in it, and going to Ellsworth, playing a night game at 7 or 8 o'clock, getting in the van and coming back, getting on a lobster boat and driving back to Swan's Island. We did this at least twice a week, and we lost a lot of time, a lot of money in the fishing business because softball came at about the same time that lobstering was really good. We used to have tournaments on the island here, and teams from the mainland would come on, and they would tent out or stay at people's houses. And the island people would show up. We had as many as 300 people at our ball games. And people would set up on the hill by the ball field and watch the games. It was just such a family-oriented lifestyle. We did everything as a family. All the ball players and their wives and the kids, we would go to a tournament somewhere and we'd have picnics together. And probably best fans that we ever had. There was four people that didn't really stand out as Sheldon Carlson and Betty, of course. The other two was Georgie Tainter and his wife, Lena. They used to travel with us. They got a camper and they put it on the back of their truck. And they went everywhere with us. Never missed a game. They liked going with us and traveling with us and just sitting down and enjoying a meal with us. They loved to be around people. Georgie, one time we were going to Vermont to play in a tournament. And old George missed a turn on the highway. So instead of turning around, he decided to go backwards. And he was going backwards to get back to the lane. He was doing about 60 miles an hour. And he got pulled over by a cop. First ticket he's ever had in his life. And all the state trooper could say to Georgie was, "Who are you trying to kill?" And but we all got a really good kick out of that because Georgie was just such a kind of a dry, humid type guy, and it didn't bother him. But we always used to see Georgie and always ask him if he got picked up lately by the cops. That was a funny time. We had some pretty memorable things that happened that probably I shouldn't talk about, so I won't. But Sonny Sprague was the pitcher on our team, and I think I have the most respect for Sonny of anybody that ever played on the softball team. He was this big grizzle bear standing on the mound. And I saw Sonny one time. We had to play 5 or 6 games back-to-back, and Sonny pitched. And they had to actually put an ice bag on top of his head with his hat on top of it because it was so hot. It was like 90 degrees, and Sonny pitched every game. But Sonny was an amazing athlete for his age and his size. But he had such a desire to compete. He was very competitive. And I think on his leg, if he ever will show you, he's still got an indent on one of his legs where he got hit with a softball one time. And that's the truth. He showed it to me last year, and it's still there. But I told him it's a good reminder. We ended up going to the state championships, and we came in third in the state one year. We should have won it. We all say we should have won it. And then the next year, we won another division championship, and we went and played in the New England Championships, which was held in New Hampshire. We came in third in the New England. And we ended on that note after about 20 years of playing softball. Everybody got older and got married. But the memories, you can't imagine the memories that we had. I don't remember the money I lost the day I played ball, but I'll always remember the memories. I miss it. I do. It was so much fun.